Earlier this week, the Arizona Supreme Court said it would hear Governor Jan Brewer's appeal of a lower court ruling, which allowed a group of GOP lawmakers to challenge her Medicaid expansion plan. And new research now suggests Medicaid patients are more likely to get screened for breast, cervical, and colorectal cancer in states that have higher Medicaid reimbursement rates for office visits.
The findings are published in Cancer, the Journal of the American Cancer Society. Michael Halpern is a health services researcher at the U of A College of Public Health and one of the authors.
In terms of most cancer screenings, the physician, especially primary care physicians, generally serve as a gatekeeper, that the primary care physicians will refer patients for cancer screenings, such as mammography or colonoscopy or pap tests, so that it's a crucial step in terms of Medicaid beneficiaries going on and getting the cancer screenings, is that they are able to see a primary care physician. And in many states, a large number of primary care physicians either don't see Medicaid patients or see only limited numbers of Medicaid patients, in large part because reimbursement for primary care visits tends to be very low.
So it's not so much that doctors who see Medicaid patients aren't doing these screenings, it's that patients on Medicaid aren't able to go see a primary care doctor, they're instead going to the ER or not going anywhere at all.
We think that's the case. We didn't actually look at that question, but you're right that if a Medicaid enrollee can't get into a primary care physician's office to get preventive care, to get maintenance for chronic diseases, when something happens, they'll go to the emergency department. And the emergency department is very good at treating acute problems, but they generally aren't involved in referring people for preventive care.
Did you find that even in states where the Medicaid payments weren't as high, perhaps, as other states, that for those Medicaid patients who did go to see primary care docs, that they were still given those screenings?
We didn't pull out information state by state. We didn't want to be pointing fingers and saying this state doesn't do as good a job as this other state. We were really just looking at the general trends to look at across all the states, how does reimbursement for office visits seem to link to being able to get cancer screening?
In many states, Medicaid has been expanded with the Affordable Care Act. Arizona is one of them. And I'm curious if your study looked at all at what impact potential uncertainty in that program's future might have had. For example, in Arizona, there's a lawsuit currently going through the courts that could potentially repeal it, or a future legislature and governor could potentially repeal the Medicaid expansion. Would that, in your mind, based on your research, then lower Arizona's rates of Medicaid recipients who are screened for these cancers?
We unfortunately weren't able to look at that in the study. That we used data from 2007, so that it was just before Medicaid expansion. If I had to speculate, I think what you're suggesting is right, that in states where there's more uncertainty about whether Medicaid benefits are going to continue, that physicians may be more reluctant to be part of the program to see patients and therefore refer them for screening. On the other hand, and I'll kind of play both sides, what we did also find, though, is that in states where Medicaid beneficiaries had to renew their eligibility for Medicaid more frequently, people are actually more likely to get many screening tests. And we thought that perhaps that was due to people knowing that they were only guaranteed of being in Medicaid for a few months, and that it made both the patients and the physicians more focused on making sure that preventive care needs were taken care of.
Michael Halpern is a health services researcher at the U of A College of Public Health.